It's a condensed version of a Football Friday here on Kate Radio. We're going to put a recap on the season for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. The Panthers saw their season come to an end on Tuesday. NRHEG, the number 6 seed, they got beat by the number 3 seed, Maple River, 55-8. To talk about that game and, again, put a wrap on the 2022 campaign, head coach of New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, Mark Kruger joins us. And a coach, a good afternoon. And like always, thank you so much for the time.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Now, let's get right to it. Maple River, again, putting up a 55 points against your team. Give us a recap. Did they get out to a fast start on Tuesday?
Yeah. Maple River, I mean, outstanding team. I think I can see them having a nice run here. We'll see what happens when they play Blue Earth on Saturday. But we forced a nice 3-0 to start the game. We're pretty excited. Had a nice offensive series going. I ended up having a punt around the 40. I think we moved the ball about 30 yards on our first drive, and they blocked the punt, scored that, and then kind of rolled from there on, and they scored a couple more touchdowns. It was 42-0 at half.
Okay. Lone touchdown for your team, and I'm assuming a two-point conversion as well. Talk about that play.
Yeah, we had a nice touchdown pass from Alden Oberstein to Sam Olson, and then in our two-point conversion, we run a version of the swinging gate. So we line up, and Sawyer Priggy is at quarterback. He's our holder normally for field goals. So we line up at quarterback for swing gate, and he was able to. We were on a kind of an optional play, and he ran it in and faked the pitch and went up the middle himself.
55-8, the final. Maple River moving on, and again, season comes to an end quick. But talk about why Maple River is so good, because you mentioned they could go on a run here in the Ascension tournament. What makes them so tough?
You know, they have a ton of depth. They have, you know, they all are great. They have a lot of kids that go up for football. They do all the work in the off season. So you can just tell they're a team that's built well. They've got a lot of strength and speed. So I think they can hit you in a lot of ways, which I think is going to be big for them. Quarterback throws the ball pretty well, and they got a couple different running backs. So they have a lot of the tools you need to make a nice run.
Now, Mark, season wraps up with a 1-8 record. Obviously, wishing, I'm sure, as a head coach, there was more W's this season. Give us your thoughts on the season as a whole. We've talked about injuries have definitely hurt this NRHEG team, and we've mentioned it many times. This team was a lot better than a one-win team. Just had a few games, just not able to get it done at the end.
Yeah, it was tough season, especially injury-wise. When we started the year, and over the summer we lost 3 starters, so it would have been 2-way starters, so really six guys starting the ball on that side. And then throughout the year, different injuries and suspensions, we never were at full strength. So it was just disappointing to never get to see what the team could have been, just because if we would have had everyone, we'd obviously be a better team. But we had a lot of young guys step up and got great experience. I'm really excited for the future. Our sophomore class in particular, you know, so many of those kids played meaningful varsity minutes that normally wouldn't have. So I think they got some really great experience in that sense.
So there is a bright spot when you do run into injuries, because you have next guys that have to step up. And talk about some of those sophomores that had to make an impact stepping up for others during the season.
Yeah, I know, a huge sophomore group. I'll kind of start at quarterback, because Alden Oberstein wasn't for sure going to be the quarterback. He was kind of in a quarterback battle over the summer. And then after an injury, it was him. He was our only choice. And he had an outstanding year, throwing for over 1,300 yards, kind of one of the higher totals in the area. Then Lucas Loverink was another sophomore. Jay Thurkey, both were kind of earned those starting spots as the season went on. Jace Knutson got a lot of time there too as tight end, defensive end, after some different injuries and having to step into roles.
Mark Kruger, head coach of NRHEG football, putting a recap on their season again. Maple River beats the Panthers 55-8 on Tuesday. And let's talk about the seniors. How many guys did you have playing their final game on Tuesday?
We had 13 total seniors. Some of them didn't play their final. Some of them played their final game last year as juniors, sadly, because they were out the whole year. But the guys that played Sawyer Priggy at wide receiver, Nash Howell at linebacker, Andrew Phillips at running back, Ethan Thompson at linebacker, then Corey Warner at offensive defensive line, Braden Howe as a lineman, Makota Mizgin as a lineman, Lucas Sand as a lineman, and then Brady Schlick as a lineman. Then Wyatt Grosskreutz and Charlie Nissen were two seniors who weren't able to play this year as seniors, who played quite a bit as sophomores and juniors.
I know Andrew Phillips had a good year last year as a running back. He's obviously going to be missed because the young man is a pretty good athlete.
Yeah, great athlete. We're excited to get to have his signing day here coming up in a week and a half from now. He'll be playing baseball at South Dakota State. But a great running back for us, too. He's been a three-year starter for us.
Now, Mark, when you look at this section, the teams that are left, Blue Earth Area taking on Maple River in a 2-3 matchup, St. Clair Loyola, the top seed, taking on the number 4 seed, Blooming Prairie. Now that your team is out of the tournament, I want to get your thoughts. Who do you like? If you had to pick a couple of winners coming up tomorrow and someone to win the section, who are you going with?
You know, it's a hard choice because you look at the section and you look at the top. You know, St. Clair is so deep. They've got almost 80 guys out for football, I think, and they've got a lot of talent across the board. I think Maple River matches them talent-wise. Maple River's pretty deep, and they have a lot of players. Then Blue Earth with Ashton Lloyd at quarterback is the best player in the section. So it's kind of, I mean, I don't want to rule out Blooming either. They've got a great staff and everything, too. But I would kind of say it's down to those three, and it's just, you know, who is the better team compared to Blue Earth definitely has the best player and definitely some side score with it. It's going to be interesting to see that Maple River Blue Earth game. Blue Earth won by one score last couple weeks ago. I'm kind of thinking Maple River's going to pull that one out, and then that Maple River St. Clair is what I would guess for the section championship will be a lot of fun. Two offenses that can really score the ball.
Now, did you just say St. Clair Loyola, 80 kids out for football? Did I hear that right?
I think it's something. I think it's in the 70s, almost 80.
Wow.
When we played them, it felt like it took, you know, 10 minutes to get through the handshake line. They have so many kids out.
Mark Krueger, the head coach of New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva football again. They lose to a Maple River on Tuesday night, wrap up the season with a 1-8 record. Mark, thank you so much for the time each week, keeping us updated on NRHEG football. We appreciate it, and I'm sure we'll talk in the future very soon.
Yep.